November 28, 1942. It was a gala Saturday night as about 800 merrymakers were packed into the Coconut Grove. Some were young men about to return to service in the Army, and some were members of a wedding party. Many more were there to celebrate a Holy Cross football victory over Boston College that afternoon. In the Melody Lounge downstairs, a pianist was banging out some jazz tunes. The war being on, young women in evening gowns were dancing in the main floor dining room with young men in uniform. The bridegroom had planned to take his bride to their new apartment at 10 p.m. sharp, but they lingered on a few fateful minutes. The floor show was scheduled to start at 10:15 p.m., so the dance floor upstairs had been cleared, and the band leader stood poised to lead the crowd in the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Suddenly, a girl rushed across the room screaming, "Fire!" Panic followed. At the downstairs bar, a busboy apparently had struck a match to see how to screw a light bulb back into its socket. The flame touched one of the artificial palm trees that gave the Coconut Grove its atmosphere. The fire quickly devoured the palm tree, and racing along silk draperies was sucked upward through the stairway, leaping along ceilings and walls. The flimsy hangings turned to balloons of flame, falling on tables, people, and floor. But it was the hysteria and panic of the screaming, clawing crowd, more than the flames and the stifling smoke, which added to the toll of death in this terrible catastrophe. Men and women, maddened with fear, fought their way toward the revolving door. The push of bodies jammed the exit. Nearby was another door, but it was locked tight. The lights went out. Now there was nothing to be seen but flames, smoke, and moving torches that were men and women with their clothing and hair afire. The people pushed, shoved, fought, fell, and were trampled. Firemen, breaking down the revolving door, found it blocked by the bodies of the dead, six deep. The final count showed that 501 people lost their lives. It was the worst U.S. catastrophe of its kind since the 1903 Iroquois Theater fire in Chicago, when 572 persons perished. Our hearts are heavy at the reminder of this horrible Holocaust, but there is a soul-searching lesson for us in this story. We're living in a world that is doomed for fiery destruction under the righteous judgment of God, simply because of the willful wickedness and defiance of sinful mankind. The wise will seek the door that leads to salvation and eternal security before the way of escape is removed. It was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who said, from John 10 and 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." At the cross of Calvary, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless one, took our place and suffered for our sins. He bore the judgment of God that was due us. And today, friend of mine, if you will receive him into your heart in simple faith, in true sincerity, he will become your eternal Savior. We read in the book of Romans, "We shall be saved from wrath through him." Rest assured, the wrath is coming. But also rest assured, through Christ, you can miss it. Why don't you trust him today? Amen.